Hi everyone, welcome to the MNK podcast, and today I'm with my two co-hosts, Dylan.
Hi.
And Trey.
Yo.
Okay, so today is basically our last episode, and this is like the conclusion to the MNK podcast. So we're gonna look back to all the topics that we've went through.
I'll check. Oh, the first one we did, what was it again? NVIDIA?
It was NVIDIA, yeah. That was a fun episode, wasn't it? That was like when we were fresh off the block. When we wanted to do this.
Yeah.
When we thought doing this was a good idea.
That was like right after the NVIDIA cards came out, right?
No.
Not like right after, but no, like...
AMD.
That was so long ago, like...
That was really December,
long.
Man.
Yeah, that was really December, long. Yeah. That was really long. Oh, if you think about it. It's been a long journey. Almost 5 months, actually.
That's crazy.
It sure feels like it, though.
Not really.
Does it not feel like five months here?
Nah.
Actually, yeah. It feels like something like February or March, right?
On January, we did 4 episodes. And then on February, we only did 3 episodes. And then on March, we only did 1.
Yeah, it just exponentially got lower and lower. we got lazy and lazy.
DP kind of hard, man.
Yeah, true. With the COVID stuff as well.
I have my business and math exam tomorrow.
Like straight up tomorrow? Exam. Didn't you have an exam last week?
Yeah, you have an exam last week.
I have my paper twos this week.
So last week was what? Paper one?
Paper ones.
Oh, like not the same day?
Huh?
Oh, not the same day.
That's
tough. Yeah, no, my school is like they divide it into like math out of 3 papers. HLs, there's 2 papers. And SL's 1 paper. For some reason, math has 3 papers.
Yo, what a stuff.
Three papers?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are they? Paper 1, paper 2, and
paper 1, paper 2, paper 3.
What the fuck's paper 3?
Oh wait. Oh yeah, by the way, you're getting a
Yo, what?
You're getting a Keychron K6, right? The toko sells a Keychron K6 foam plate for $85,000.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it comes with a foam plate, I'm not wrong.
Okay, never mind.
Does it fit, though?
Yeah,
I mean, it's... Yeah, you can, and if it doesn't, you can cut it.
Oh, okay. Makes sense. Now we're getting sidetracked. on NVIDIA, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
NVIDIA.
That was honestly our main idea, right? When we started this podcast, we were just like, all right.
An actual tech podcast, and then we slowly strayed.
Little by little.
Not really strayed. I mean, our last two ones low-key had nothing to do with technology.
Not really.
Except electric cars.
Like,
definitely not like
Mogi. Technology, yeah, but like not our field of technology.
Yeah, not our. Yeah, yeah.
Not our.
Moge definitely ngat though.
Moge,
it's not really
it's
like
it's a stretch. It's content.
I think it was just a topic we were just interested in.
Yeah, and it turned out pretty okay. You know, as long as we like the topic, it's better than forcing one, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we tried to force the topic, and it still went to 40 minutes.
What was it?
We were like, electric cars. Right, we don't know anything about this topic. We're just gonna do a 20-minute episode.
Everything we've done, we always plan like, oh yeah, we'll do 20 minutes.
Yeah,
look, nothing is below 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Our lowest one, our fastest one is our AMD, first video. AMD is 55.
The NVIDIA is the lowest one.
Yeah, our first one was the lowest one, but it was the one that we were like. Most confident in.
I guess we just wanted to keep it concise, I guess, eh? We were just like, okay, then, like, we're a podcast, we don't screw around, you know? We give the info.
Pretty concise. That lasted 1 week.
And then, like, after that, we just, like, went with the flow, right?
Yeah, we just started, we stopped planning. We just, like, alright.
Yeah, like, we just, like, researched on the spot, too.
Yeah, researched on the spot. Sometimes. That's why we went overboard so many times, because...
Cause like we research something and like, oh, this is other thing.
Yeah. Oh, this has this has that, and then we just keep going.
Our longest one is the phones one, yeah.
Yeah, because that was full research.
Yeah. Which one was this? The hidden episode?
Oh, it was consoles.
That was my favorite one.
Consoles? Was it your favorite one?
Yeah.
That's my favorite one.
Really?
With the KFC console.
Just because of the KFC, the KFC console. That's okay. My favorite one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We discovered that it had an i9.
It's sad though.
Bro, that's so no sad how the audio was.
Oh, that was actually my favorite one.
Sad. Oh well. It's okay. We have your. Okay. So your favorites are the KFC console, right? The console episode. Let's say, what's your second favorite then?
Probably Xiaomi
products. But those so random. Yeah, that's from our phones episode.
Honestly, like, the one I learned, like, where I got like most experience from, like where I learned a lot of things, probably the keyboard one.
Oh really? For me, it was electric cars. Yeah. I'd say electric cars was the most.
Now electric cars, I already knew, like low-key knew about it. I mean, keyboards one, like I learned like one or two things.
Yeah, because we were talking about things we didn't know about, right?
Yeah, makanya, yeah. That's why.
Yeah, I guess. It's true. It was
and of course, the Xiaomi products, I learned a lot of things as well.
Yeah.
They actually make that type of product.
They make everything.
Literally everything.
Literally everything.
I'd be surprised if they don't have keycaps.
We tried. Nada.
Yeah, no, they make a mechanical keyboard.
They make keyboards, yeah. But there are no keycaps. Unless you just take it off from the keyboards.
I mean, I'd do that.
Probably like some would you do
that? No, I wouldn't do
it's
that.
It's probably DSA, the keycap. The DSA.
Oh, DSA.
The butterfly switches one, essentially. Trash.
Oh, I don't like it.
Yeah, who likes that? No one likes that. You're not supposed to like
DSA. DSA just doesn't go well with mechanical.
Oh, wait. The Xiaomi has like an aluminium case.
Oh, there.
For 800K.
Hot swappable?
Wait, I'm not done reading. It didn't say hot swap though.
Ah, oh, alright, trash.
Yeah,
how much is
no
it?
Hot
how much
800.
Is it? Oh, damn. If it was like 500, 400, yeah, I would probably buy that and like use it as a case. And then get the RK68.
It's a TKL though.
Plus, oh, damn, never mind.
I think those kind of keyboards are low profile, right?
Yeah,
like rada gepeng gitu.
Oh.
Yeah,
never
so
mind.
It's not exactly cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not really what you're looking for. See.
Yeah, it's just if you want to buy it, it's just for the sake of getting a keyboard that's functional.
Dude, we're lacking in views, man.
It's fine. We have a secret technique that we're not gonna share.
All right.
Yeah, you know. What we're gonna do. All right. it's been pretty nostalgic.
Oh wait. Sorry.
Huh?
Is it just me or the MNK podcast icon? Is there actually like an icon on the top right?
What do you mean
top right?
If you go on the Spotify one and then you look at the icon, like the MNK podcast like logo, there's like an icon on the top right.
What?
That's not like our logo, right?
Oh, there's like
that's
a logo
that's thing. Anchor. Hey, Anchor.
That's
like
Anchor.
Yeah.
Oh,
Anchor.
Okay.
Yeah,
Anchor. Okay. Oh, okay.
That's not our logo. Anchor just decided to stop that on Twitter.
Our main source of like views
YouTube.
Is like YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Originally it was Spotify though.
We wanted it to be Spotify. No one just gave us a shot. But our Anchor is not bad. Like, if we log in right now, we get like a decent amount of views. See, we got 3 Rapa? Unique listeners in the last 7 days. Three.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
I don't even. It's not me. I don't listen to it.
That's pretty
so.
Good. It's not me either. That's pretty good. I'd say that's pretty
Yo.
Good. I'm pretty
Wait,
happy with that.
That's actually,
three
happy
new
with
people
it.
Watched our video.
Three whole people.
Yeah, three whole people did. That's not bad.
And it's like neither of us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm happy with
I never open it.
I only open it on YouTube. I don't open it on Spotify.
Yeah. I'm pretty happy with that.
I'm like, that's the thing. Maybe
Yo, shout out. Thank you.
Maybe YouTube is better because there's the video. Like
yeah,
for example, the
yeah,
Xiaomi product,
kadang-kadang.
You can like share screen, well on Spotify.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not always.
Oh, how scuffed that sounds in it though, Spotify.
Yeah, it sounds so scuffed in Spotify.
You're like, oh, you look at this. Look at what?
Yeah, what are you pointing at?
Yeah, we're always like, bro, look at this car, bro. This car's so trash. And then like,
wait,
Spotify is just like,
look
fuck?
At it.
How am I supposed to see this? But interesting data. We have a lot of listeners from US, 50%.
Yo!
Yeah.
From Spotify or YouTube?
It is Anchor.
Oh,
so
Anchor.
A lot of. What is Overcast? Most of our viewers are from Overcast and Spotify and Anchor.
What is Overcast?
Not Spotify. I don't know.
Overcast
app, iOS app.
Oh, Overcast is a podcast player.
Oh,
like if you, it's like an app for listening to podcasts.
Shout out to the boys listening from Overcast.
From Overcast.
Oh, shout out.
We have we have 88% male and 13% non-binary.
Yo.
Non-binary?
Yeah.
No, female.
No, no females.
No, no females?
It's non-binary.
Damn,
what does that say about us?
We make that kind of content?
I guess we do. Well, I guess we just
hell yeah.
Yeah. And then the age group is 18 to 22%. Is 18 to 22 years old is 38%. And we got some old people, 35 to 44, 38%.
Yo.
Shout out to my balding middle-aged men. Let's go.
Shout out to TechSource, yeah. Thanks for watching.
What?
You never know.
Shout out to like those people who put their like tanggal lahir at like 1980, 1990.
Yeah, shout out.
Oh yeah, shout out to
even though guys. Even though you're still like 15, thank you.
Yeah, yeah, we appreciate it. You make us look very diverse.
We only have one. We only have one video that's 3-digit.
Yeah, of course.
The Navi one. Navi.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
AMD one.
Yeah, we market that shit like crazy.
Oh, we have one dislike. Who disliked it?
It was you.
That's not me.
A Snowfall.
I like this.
Snowfall. Oh. I remember he told us.
Wait, was Snowfall in the? He was, yeah.
He was in the console, one. Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm so salty. That one's gone.
Bro, that's like so funny too. Like, Asjut's logo was a fucking carpenter.
Majority of the time is just us shitting on KFC console.
Yeah, yeah, because we saw the Eren i9.
Yeah,
i9. And then the heatsink was a fucking fried chicken.
Yeah. So it had an i9, but it didn't say which i9 or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it just said i9.
Yeah, i9.
And like, was it was huge. The i9 was huge. It was a whole GPU.
It's not a small box. It was like a GPU size. It was a GPU sized CPU. That's why it was pretty funny.
The way they advertised it though was so hilarious. It was so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can fry. You can like cook chicken.
You can cook chicken while it. Yeah. It's pretty genius, honestly.
So where does the grease go?
Where it powers the console.
Maybe they use it as a.
Use it as fuel. Chicken, you heat up the chicken, it drips, and then they use it as energy. That is sustainability right there.
It's like some next level genius.
Yeah, that really is. You know, it's honestly this chicken chamber thing is honestly pretty genius. Like,
no, bro, it's not.
The chicken is the heatsink. The chicken's the heatsink. How's that not smart?
It's one way though.
Yeah, it's like
is it one way?
It's one way. You have to open it.
Does it not circulate back after getting the chicken?
I don't think so.
It just goes out.
You close it, right? It's just gonna heat there.
Okay. Oh. That's less impressive now. It sounded a lot more impressive if that's the case though. Oh, the funny part was the SSD. We kept laughing about the SSD.
Why?
Which one was it?
It was so weird. Like, okay. It says PC, PCIe, and NVMe. And then it shows FireCuda.
FireCuda's not
an SSD. It's a hybrid. So like, what's up here?
Oh, damn.
But then it showed the Barracuda compute in the background as well. So we're like, is it a FireCuda?
Yeah, that was like, misleading.
Is it an SSD? It was misleading, yeah. And then the funny part is we didn't even know it's real.
The CPU is still the funniest thing.
Yeah, it just says Core i9 9th gen, that's just it.
And it's like, and they pointed it out in like the, when they, in the layout. And it was like a whole GPU.
you know your CPU is hot when it gets its own...
Heatsink.
Heatsink, yeah, it gets its own cooler that looks like a GPU. Housed in a custom Cooler Master NC100 chassis. That's funny.
How did Cooler Master agree to it though?
Honestly, yeah. Is it even real? You don't even know if it's real or not.
Was there like people already making like custom KFC like controllers?
I think so. We saw it, right? We thought it was real. But it wasn't. It was a clickbait. Alright, I want to talk about our least viewed episode. CES.
CES.
Yeah.
It's least views, but like one view, chill.
Yeah, that's a good point. Why though? This was quality content, was it not?
I just think CES is like a more broad.
Yeah, because like it's like not like one topic, but like we just like
everything. So far, we have one topic, like NVIDIA, AMD, PC building, keyboards, phone.
Yeah, CES product. In its entirety. It's not
exactly. CES is like basically a summary of all of that for 1 year.
True. Yeah, plus, like not episode.
But it's not specific to one. Like we just like
generally
companies, right? Yeah. Plus, the entire episode. I would say this is our least quality episode. Because
which
the entire
one?
Episode, CES. Because CES? The entire episode, we just looked up CES products and just scrolling through the list of the products and just reacting to it. That's pretty.
Yeah, because
scummy.
we didn't look beforehand.
Yeah, I mean, who the hell listens to CES, bro? Boring. Everyone's like there for the big shots, like Samsung. Apalagi. LG, maybe with their like clear TVs or something. And then you get weird stuff like what was it? It was a vacuum cleaner or something. Forget it.
No, I don't remember much.
Yeah. It was weird.
Yeah, what was your favorite episode, Bill?
Mechanical keyboards? I'd say.
Really?
Probably. It was pretty fun. We just talked about something we didn't know about. We were just learning together, you know, it's just a group bonding episode. That's pretty fun.
Yes.
Yeah. Or like, if that wasn't the case, I'd say AMD. AMD is pretty good too. I had fun the AMD episode.
Oh yeah, AMD was fun. We hope you like shat on it a lot though.
Nah, not on the Zen 3. On the Big Navi, yeah.
On the Big Navi we did,
On the Big Navi we did, yeah. And then by the time of the recording, they actually came out with the extra GPUs.
Yeah.
And I heard it's good. Because Big Navi was only 2, right? By the time we recorded the episode.
Oh, yeah. Now they have like the
3, I think.
More lineups, right.
Yeah. 67? 67, XT, was it?
Yeah. Yeah, so. They only had the 68.
Yeah. They had the ones to compete with 3080. But now they have the ones to compete with the 3060, right?
But none of them are on stock.
that's to be expected, Pretty scummy. I wonder if it's ever gonna go down.
Oh, it's all in Ava? TSMC? Yeah, it's all in TSMC's hands.
Like, usually can call out barang yang baru release, especially GPUs. Yeah, it'll be inflated for a while. It'll go back to normal, but so far, this has been inflated for a really long time.
Yeah,
I'm not sure GPU prices.
The GPU prices, PS5 as well. Not Xbox. Was it 1X?
Yeah.
Yeah, the 1X.
Well, it's all like dependent on TSMC.
What is TSMC?
Is the company that like makes the chips.
Semiconductor manufacturing. Ah, I see.
Yeah, they did dulu itu kan like they all have their own like factories, and then ever since TSMC, because like I don't know, apparently they're like really good at making chips. All of the companies were like, okay, let's all like use
rely
this
on
one
TSMC.
Company. Yeah, and like since TSMC is like responsible for all of those like big companies like Apple, about like NVIDIA, AMD, what else, like pokoknya like all of the like Sony, Microsoft, like semuanya kayak minta semuanya minta TSMC, makanya nggak kuat bikin like with the demand, right? So
actually this kind of scary. TSMC is single-handedly like the best semiconductor company, like you don't go anywhere
like,
else to get them.
That's so, good, like sampai all those companies.
That's kind of scary actually. Like, what if TSMC one day decides, like, I'm gonna make bad chips? No, they're gonna be like, I'm gonna be ultra greedy, make bad chips. And if they make bad chips, then who's gonna like stop them? Like, no one.
Yeah, like, no one like the M1, like the Apple M1 is like made by TSMC. I mean, it's designed by Apple, but like made by
these guys.
Like they manufactured it.
Yeah. I guess we're still thankful so far that they haven't turned like really greedy.
Yeah.
But if they were to turn greedy, then literally nothing can stop them. Unless people start to make their own chips again.
Yeah, okay, dulu. Yeah, dulu kan they had their own factories. But like, it's more expensive to run your own factory than to just like make this one company do it.
Yeah, because they're optimized. They optimize the process, right? So it makes more sense to do it.
And you don't have to like pay like labor, apa? Pay like to like nyewa the gedung or whatever.
Yeah, they handle it, right? The SMC handles it.
Yeah. It's cuma bayar kayak the commission.
Yeah. It's better. Damn, revenue 1 trillion Taiwanese dollars.
Berapa?
How is this?
How much is that?
Huh?
38 billion.
US dollars.
Ooh.
Yeah, this company is thriving without anyone knowing about it. I've never heard about this before. Ernie is responsible for all of the chips in the world. Considering now that everything has a chip.
Basically, like everything we use, right?
Yeah, everything we use is a chip now. Soon, wallets are gonna have chips.
So, everything depends on TSMC. Like, if they can like make their manufacturing faster, then like we'll get more products.
Yeah, but. What? They have no incentive to make it faster. That's the scary part, right? It's like Intel all over again. Like, Intel didn't have any competition, right? So they got lazy. They started making bad chips. Only until AMD stepped in.
Yeah,
they started
AMD
getting scary. And they started getting scared that they're going to lose.
And they became more competitive.
And then they became, they started innovating again. But TSMC here, like, no one's going to tell them to work faster. Like, they're going to work at their own pace.
Well, the companies are, because I can. Like if
TSMC wants to make more money, get the.
Yeah, because if they don't make more, then like they won't earn.
They won't earn more either.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's no rush for it, get the, you know.
It kata, like, it's not only TSMC, but also because like COVID, and like US like import, apalah, I don't know, something has to do with like Donald Trump like making it harder for like China to like import stuff, import export.
Sounds stupid.
Because TSMC is in China, right?
And like the companies are all in...
Yeah. What?
You just triggered every single Taiwanese people in the world.
Sorry.
There we go. There we go. Sorry, from China.
Oops.
RIP.
Well, yeah, like, maksudnya, like, all the like companies like Apple, Microsoft, Nvidia, AMD, because one of their US, jadi kayak, like, with the trade restriction or something, it's like a lot harder.
Yeah, it's not a smart move because literally everything uses chips these days. So limiting the one source of chips from into your country, not really smart. It's kind of dumb, kind of stupid. So, out of all of our guests, who would you say is your favorite?
I can't.
It's like appropriate. Just whispered, you know. Yeah, it's kind of inappropriate, but it's fine. You know, just like DM it to the group chat.
Yo, I'm not answering.
Who's Loki, your favorite? He's answering. Neva's answering.
Okay, this is hard.
Do I have an answer, though?
Can we agree it's not RJ or Agi, though? I'm pretty sure we can agree on that collectively.
Yeah.
We can collectively agree on that. They didn't do anything.
Okay, honestly, okay. No offense, but I think no offense, yeah. But I think Ravel is the best because he actually. Like,
yeah, Ravel.
Yeah. I was gonna say too.
Like he understands the topic. Right?
He adds something.
I think he was very interactive with us.
Yeah.
He adds something to the podcast, not just like. Hi, I'm here to vibe. Gita.
Yeah.
Razan and Nawfal weren't bad.
They weren't bad.
They were also good.
But sadly.
Because they also had it though. They also had interaction with us.
Yeah, it's unarchived.
Probably
our best episode. I wonder if it would have a lot of views if it went live.
I don't know, man. It has a lot of views in my heart.
No, we'll never know.
I think like if we promoted it, could be.
You know, the funny thing is,
there's no way we can get it back, right?
No. Nah.
The unlisted episode has more views than our entire episodes 2 months ago.
How many views have we got?
Xiaomi episodes. I think we have like at least 10.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's not bad compared to like our track record so far.
That's not bad for unlisted. literally unlisted.
Yeah, we're literally unlisted, yeah.
So how then people got the link to it?
Yeah. And then, you know, boom. Easy views. Alright. Interesting. We agree it was Revel.
Basically, yeah.
Nah, you agreed.
I'm just...
You didn't say an opinion.
With you guys.
You didn't say an opinion, but you agreed. same thing.
That's like the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm not saying all the other guests were bad, though.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I'm no, not saying we, that either. We didn't say that either. We're just saying that Ravel was very...
interactive.
Yeah, beneficial to our podcast. Yeah, especially to that episode where we literally knew nothing about... It was a fun episode. We talked about a lot of things that... what are you laughing at? What? You want to share it with us? You want to share it with us while you're laughing?
Yo, check the group.
What? No, is this a keyboard? Is this a keycap? Dude.
Yeah, it's
what is this? Drop? Oh my god. I don't feel this. I'm gonna get it. Just feel it. It feels sharp. But... That's pretty good.
Use it for WASD.
Gamer. Alright. Is there anything we'd like to discuss? Like our thought process on this entire thing? How we get ideas? Talk about that.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
I don't know. We just message the group.
Yeah,
message the group the day before. Yo, guys, what are you going to talk about? And it's always like the first suggestion. Okay, let's go with that.
Essentially, pretty simple process, pretty effective.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that only applies to the last episode, I'd say, though. Like, electric cars and vehicles were kind of like.
Aspects. Oh, yeah, no, because for the first like 8 weeks, we did planning, right? Like, we had a doc for it.
Yeah, kind of. It stopped in CES.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then laptops were just kind of like, you know what? Why not? CES had a lot of laptops. Yeah, and then we started to talk about that. And
oh, and the Xiaomi product was also improvised.
Yeah, like that was phones.
We didn't plan to do that.
Yeah, after phones, right?
After phones, yeah.
Because phones is basically half of it was Xiaomi products.
Last 20 minutes or 30, I'd say, it was just fully Xiaomi products. Just because we were like, wow. That's a lot of things.
Wow, they make this.
Oh, you know, I got their pen. The Xiaomi pen. It's not that good.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah, you said good. You were gonna get it.
No, it's not that good.
It, I expected it to be more smooth. Like, the way you turn it on is it's a slider, you know. Like, you slide the top, you know. Yeah, those kinds. It's not a smooth process. You can feel a little bit of grain, you know, on it. And then, you can see... Like, it's made of metal, right? The sliding parts, they're not seamless. And then, besides not being seamless, they also change. Like, sometimes they're seamless, sometimes there's a big black gap that you can see. It's not good. It's nice to write, though. I give it that. It's nice to write. But the ink is like 1/4 of a Sarasa pen. So, it's not worth it, I'd say. I guess it's nice to have.
So I'm gonna just get a Sarasa.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a regular pencil. Yeah. A regular Sarasa, yeah.
You actually did a pen review?
Kind of.
Oh.
It's verdict, not worth it. It's nice, it's metal, it's cold on the hands, but... Yeah, we're done. How about you? At most. What's your favorite pen, guys? Sarasa?
What?
Sarasa?
What?
What is
it? What do you mean, my favorite pen? Am I supposed to have one?
Like brand, like preferred. You don't have one?
No.
Really?
No. Yeah.
You use a scavenger. You just take whatever is on the floor, get it?
Dude, I don't even. Most of the time in school, in MSJ, I like you got an extra pen.
That's true. Actually, wear that.
And then I just like keep it.
Like you don't have a like preferred pen?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Whoa. I'm more of a pencil kind of guy.
Whoa! That's controversial. Oh, okay. That's controversial.
Yo.
That's controversial, dude.
Mechanical pencil.
Nah, I like regular pencils more than mechanical pencils in LA.
Really?
Mechanical pencils, break, dude. They were always too futuristic for me.
They're too fragile. Like, you push a little bit too hard and then boom, breaks. Have to pull another one up. So I just like that. It doesn't feel like a pencil. It's not sturdy. I take a regular pencil any day over a mechanical pencil.
Really? I don't know. Yeah. Like, I don't know. For me, at least, mechanical pencil is like... It's like... It has the benefits of like a pencil where you can like erase it with an eraser. I feel it's like more...
It feels sturdy.
It feels like a pen.
It feels better.
Mechanical pencils?
Yeah.
I remember if you had a mechanical pencil in like first grade, second grade, you were like the most popular kid in the batch.
You guys know the pen that you can erase?
Yeah. It was like
back then I thought that was genius. But now that I think of it, it's actually pretty stupid. It's a pencil.
Yeah, it's just a pencil.
It's just a pencil.
It's like pencils with extra shit. With extra
shit. And then what's funny is the ink disappears. It doesn't disappear actually. It's still there, but it's invisible. And then the way it turns invisible is because of heat. Jadi, the eraser part of the pen is just rubber. So when you rub it on paper, it creates heat and it makes the ink invisible.
Jadi,
you put that in the fridge again and it shows up.
It's like useless.
What? Yeah, you put it in the fridge and it shows up. And then there are cases where some people left it on their dashboard, like their notes, and then when they open it, it's gone. Because it was heat sensitive, so when the sunlight hit it, it was gone. All their notes were gone. So they're like, "What the fuck?"
It's not like temporarily gone. It's like erased.
No, it's temporarily gone. You put it in the fridge. Oh. Back. But if you didn't know about that, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't know about the heat sensitivity of the ink, it's gone. So I guess it's pretty cool because you can get a clean erase with that. Like, just put a match right over the paper. Don't get too close. Just put it like slightly above, and then it. It's like the ink was never there.
It's so like... It's so much work though.
Yeah, so much work. It's not worth it. It's pretty cool while it lasted. You know, while people didn't know how it worked. People never stopped to think about why they wanted to erase pens.
Then just use a pencil. Yeah, telling you, pencils are superior.
What about Tippex? Like...
I hated using Tippex.
I hate Tippex till now, yeah, still.
I don't know how people are so clean with it, you know?
Not just that, it breaks. It breaks.
Are you talking about the ink one or the?
No, oh my god, I don't know. I have mixed feelings about both. Like the
really?
The roll the thing, ones.
Wait, okay. The thing with the ink one, I always put too much ink and it always pierces the paper.
Yeah. That.
If it's the tape one, it always breaks.
Yeah.
It always breaks. Or you lose it.
So what I end up doing is just choretin with the pen.
In the end, it all goes back to charit. Like the ink, I don't know about you, but I hate waiting for it. And then sometimes when I just get impatient and I write on it, and then boom, I screwed up my pen. It's now white because I didn't wait long enough. That's the annoying part about ink. And then yeah, with the roll ones, it just breaks. It never sticks properly. So yeah, I just erase it. Just charit aja. The end. So what's your guys, huh? Or just type, you know?
Yeah,
very clean.
About, like, writing on paper.
there's something about writing though that makes it more memorable for me.
You kind of remember what you write, but you forget what you type, right?
Yeah, like let's say I'm cramming for an exam. I'd prefer if I notebook on one side and a textbook on the other, and then whenever I see that's like I need to take this down, I just write it on my notebook. Tapi, I never open it again. I just write it. And nice. It somehow just sticks in my head. So, writing it just feels different than typing. Kalau typing, yeah, gitu. Like Devil said, mesti lupa, gitu.
Yeah, like, let's say you, like, write an essay. Sometimes I forget.
Yeah. Sometimes, yeah.
You just, like, research, it, right?
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah.
Like, you're just writing, you're just typing what you see on
what you see. But if you're writing, you can, it's based off on you, gitu.
Yeah, there's more processing
yeah.
before you write it down, gitu, yeah.
Yeah. I guess you could.
And there are pros and cons, I guess.
Yeah.
Riding is definitely slower. Like, miles slower. Like, no doubt. That's like
a lot slower.
Yeah, a large con. But, yeah. It depends. People have their own cup of tea, right? Alright, anyway. Where we left off, I was gonna ask. I shouldn't really ask this because it's not the same. It's not the right. It's not the appropriate episode.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite stationery? Like
what?
like riding equipment today.
Honestly, I like the Muji stuff. Like, it's so sad that Muji is closed, but like they actually make good stuff. Like,
wait, brand Muji? Or just like?
Just like anything. You can write brand. Oh, okay. You can say brand if you want to as well.
Sharpener.
Like
what? Not the pencil, but the sharpener.
Huh?
Like, not what? The pencil, but the sharpener?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, the pencil wouldn't be anything without the sharpener.
Yeah, but what's a sharpener without a pencil?
Yeah, but...
Oh, wait. Are you guys talking about, like, the stationery, not the brand?
I mean, both works.
I was talking about the stationery.
The equipment itself, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it depends, because Stabilo, they make only highlighters. But that's a brand. You can just say Stabilo, it's fine. Okay, I'm gonna ask a weird question. Cutter or scissor?
Naba?
Cutter or scissor?
Scissor.
I don't know, like I can't use cutter, like it's not like perfect.
Cutter is, it's like you have to use so many things. You have to use a table, you have to use like, I don't know, precision, scissors you can
scissor,
use.
Scissor,
like,
you can do it in the air. You can do it in the air, right? Yeah, I see.
I mean, like, cutter is more accuracy.
Cutter, yeah, it's definitely precision. Like, let's say you need to make squares on a paper, you definitely want to use a cutter. Equal squares, I mean.
Yeah, I guess you can, like, measure it, right?
Yeah. Do you guys pick scissor over cutter?
Scissor.
Okay. I rarely have to, like, precision.
All right. There's
oh, laggy.
What?
I'm laggy.
Yes, quite terrible.
Yes, you are.
Yo, hold on. Hey,
bitch. Oh, that's so painful.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh.
Yo.
Oh.
Here? Yo. He's gone. Is he using his quota? That's how he usually acts after his Wi-Fi dies.
I guess so.
Huh. Okay. Interesting. Alright, I was gonna ask a really cool question too. Dev, when you cut something, do you glide it or do you cut it?
What do you mean glide it? Oh, like on paper?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
Bro, do you glide it or do you cut it, bro?
Like, push it?
Yeah,
like,
you push it and you just go like, slap, like, and like, oh my god, bro.
Oh, that's so satisfying.
Bro, that's so satisfying. Which one do you do more often?
Depends, but if I can glide, I glide.
Oh,
but, like,
okay. That's true.
Some surfaces can't glide, right?
Like, yeah,
for example,
cardboard, yeah, no. It's too... It gets stuck in the scissor.
Man, my ping whack!
Oh, hey, you're back. With the phone?
I'm on my phone!
Alright, cool question.
Uh-huh.
Fuck, what's the question again? There's something about...
Abba, gliding or cutting? Abba?
Yeah, do you glide or cut you with your scissor?
Glide or cut?
Yeah.
Does that mean...
You know when you like have a piece of paper and then like it's pretty thin but it's sturdy enough that you open the scissor but you don't cut it, you just put it and then you push it and then just like tss, you know?
Oh!
Which one do you do more often?
I think I push it.
You push more often?
Yeah.
Bro, that feeling's... God, so satisfying. It's like the best feeling ever when you get to do a glide.
I'm back!
Really? You don't sound like you're back.
Am I lying? Am I back?
Yeah. No, you're good. All right. I think you're back just to say the closing. So this is a conclusion episode.
Home kind of whack.
This is a conclusion episode, but it kind of partway became a stationary episode, didn't it? Because we got sidetracked.
Still lagging.
Yeah, you're a little bit laggy. We don't want to talk anything about our process again, about this entire thing. What's up, Ali? Man, I feel like I'm alone. Hello.
I
understand you on my PC.
Well.
Is there anything else you want to talk about the process?
About the process, like, it's just like. We just talked about like, whatever.
How about where we got our knowledge? Like, how do we know a lot of these things?
I guess it just like comes from like us, like, for example, like about computers, right? Because like, let's say we want a game, and then like obviously we can't just like game on
anything.
Like, yeah, like for example, just like a normal laptop, it's like not enough to like game, right? Yeah. So eventually we like end up like knowing more about like what computers are right for gaming.
And then it just branches out.
Yeah.
I see. Like, so,
and we learned about like GPUs, right? Like, what kind of GPUs are good for gaming? Like, what makes it good?
Like, it all comes from recommended specs, right? Recommended or minimum specs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's where we
came with the keyboard, like.
Came from. That's true. We learned a lot from our keyboard episode. I'd say we know.
I learned quite a lot from.
Yeah, I'd say I know a lot more now compared to when I.
Yeah, me too. Like before, episode. Like I had no. I mean, I knew a bit, but like not like.
Not as much as now, right? Now we know more brands, more.
Booking us behind you or building keyboard.
Yeah, it's not a good thing to get into, but hey, it's pretty fun. It's always fun when you get to squeeze every single penny out of your entire process.
Yeah, or you find like a good.
Yeah. Yeah, or you suddenly find like, oh damn, this is pretty cheap, and no one's buying it. I wonder why. But yeah, that's pretty fun, I guess. Is there anything we'll talk about? That process of this? How do we stay motivated to record every episode?
I think
it just goes with the flow there as soon as we start.
Yeah, I think it's just the idea of like us like being able to like talk about something we all have in common, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And then if we don't like know about something, then we just learn it together, right?
Yeah, we learn it together.
Just sit on the spot.
Yeah,
it's and really, like somehow we don't feel like too forced to like learn about it.
Yeah, because somehow
we're always somewhat interested in the topic.
Yeah, exactly.
Somehow, like every start of the episode, we're like, it's 9 p.m. on a Saturday. We're gonna have to record this for 20 minutes or an hour.
Yeah, and then we end up like knowing more about something we didn't know we wanted to know.
I guess. That makes sense.
And then we find out, it's actually pretty interesting. Oh, there's more to know about this.
Yeah, so we're learning as the listeners are hopefully also learning.
Shout out to the US viewers.
Oh yeah, we have one Japanese viewer too.
Yo!
And then there's also one from Mania Dani. It's like a 2%. Was it?
Albania?
Canada, India, Germany. One of each. And then somehow we got like 50% Swedish.
Swedish?
Yeah. Shout out to Electric Cars. Is that Sweden? Or am I being racist? Is that Sweden? It was Sweden, right? The one that Ita gave incentives for electric cars? Okay, not racist.
Isn't it Norway?
Okay, I guess I'm being racist. Okay, forget what I said. Yo, 3 unique listeners though in the past 7 days? Pretty good. Pretty happy.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good if you ask
me. Like first part of
considering our. Wait, let's see our YouTube statistics here. Yeah? I doubt it's as good. Let's see. YouTube Studio. Is it YouTube Studio? I feel like it is.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Channel analytics. Alright. Your channel got 10 views in the last 28 days. That's about right.
Okay, that meets up the cast quota.
That. Is it 10? Pretty
10, right?
Is it 10? I guess it was 10. Alright.
Pretty
sure it was 10. Yeah. What is impressions? How many times your video thumbnails were shown to viewers? Oh! It was shown to 90 people.
Yo!
In the thumbnail, but like no one clicked on it.
That's sad.
That's pretty sad.
Wait, hold on. I'm gonna restart my Wi-Fi.
Alright. Views per impression shown. So 3.3% of people who were shown our thumbnail actually followed through and clicked on the video. Alright, interesting. We got 10 views in the last month. We got 6 unique viewers in the last month. Pretty good. Cross feature channel pages, director unknown. Okay. Impression. Perfect. Discord. Okay, see this. Oh, what is it? Is that it? Engagement? Oh, that's not nice.
What's not nice?
average viewer duration 17 seconds.
Yo, cut that.
Yeah, that's not nice, bro. That's not good. Oh, we got 6 unique viewers in our YouTube channel.
Six
unique viewers in our YouTube channel.
Okay, I'm one of them.
No, you're not. You're not unique.
Oh, never mind then.
Pretty good. 17 seconds average duration.
Okay, okay.
And then, where does key moments for audio retention? Explains how well different moments of your video is held for retention. Okay. So most of our... So for example, our AMD episode, 70% of the viewers drop after the 30-second mark. Only 30% retained after that. Alright.
You know what? I'll still take it.
Yeah. Returning viewers, 5. Unique viewers, 6. Shout out to the returning viewers, whoever you are.
Loyal!
Because it sure wasn't me. I haven't touched it yet. Oh, 12.8% of you who watch us are not subscribed.
Yo, what the hell?
Oh, that's so pain.
Only 12.8 though. That's pretty good. Like, compared to like Dream or someone, like 50%, right?
Yeah.
I'd say our odds are pretty good compared to them.
Yo, 12%? That's messed up, bro. Go sub now.
If you're on sub, please sub. It's like, for a school. Up your boy. Any copyright? Thank God. Monetization. You know, technically our song is supposed to be for copyright.
No, isn't it copyright free?
Is it? No.
Yeah.
Copyright.
No.
So Hololive owns it. No?
I don't think so.
Oh. Great. I guess.
Yeah.
Alright, thank God. So we're gonna take them.
Is this BGM, right?
Yeah. It is BGM. Is it not? Okay. No. I guess not. Recent subscriber. Stray. No. It's RJ. And Nofal.
Let's go.
On 3 Gen. Oh. Nofal's that was actually pretty live. It's like, it's been a year ago. RJ.
Hey, don't bring up RJ's YouTube channel.
Oh yeah, that's a good point. You might get triggered about it again. Like last time. It's pretty cringe, man. Alright, so that was our YouTube analytics. 12.8%. Subscribe. Let me unlist our scuffed episode.
But like, who's gonna watch it?
No one. Definitely. Exactly, no one's gonna watch it.
My Wi-Fi's not turning back on.
Alright. I guess that's it about the entire making a podcast, how we made our podcast, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How did it start? See, we just wanted to talk about it again.
Tech
was it? It stemmed from AMD, right? No, NVIDIA.
Yeah, but GPUs.
We wanted to NVIDIA talk about AMD. Yeah. And then it went to AMD. And then it slowly went and we got 12 episodes now. You think we should have went with our get the episode, camera episode?
Thing is, there's not much to cover. Like,
is there not?
Yeah, there's not much.
I'm pretty sure we could have stretched it though.
Yeah, we could always figure out on the way, right?
Probably, yeah, we could.
Like, there's basic camera knowledge, and then we can do applications like on phones, gimbals, yada yada yada. The new.
What was it? I didn't think about that.
Like the X60 Pro? What brand is this again? Vivo, yeah. It has a full on gimbal on the camera.
Huh? Gimbal?
It moves. The camera moves. What? Yeah. Look up Vivo X60 Pro.
Yeah, I'm gonna restart my Wi-Fi again.
Yo, look it up, man. It moves. It has a gimbal on the camera. Like, you know, it's not like OIS where the camera like changes the lens and like what? How it changes. It actually moves, yeah.
This has a Zeiss lens?
Yeah.
Whoa, ha.
And it's Vivo too. Like, it's not Oppo, it's Vivo.
Like, oh, it's new? It came out like this month?
Yeah, it's new. It's like if you're like a dude who wants to like be a director, but you don't have a good like equipment and you want like a long-term investment, this Vivo is good. Like no shake, good camera, and it's a phone. Oh, wonderful.
What is this? 4-axis gimbal? What? 4-axis? What?
Yeah, exactly. Oh. It doesn't shake.
How does it even fit like in like a phone that small? Oh, I refuse to believe it.
Zeiss finds a way. It's this is where OnePlus failed with their like was it Hasselblad something?
Hasselblad. Yeah. Okay, they promoted that like Hasselblad so much. Just go bug.
Yeah, no bugs. They didn't do anything because unlike Zeiss and Vivo, Hasselblad didn't do anything in terms of hardware. I think.
Yeah, like they just like kind of landed their name, right?
Yeah, tweaked the colors a little bit, raised up the price of the phone by $100. Compared to Vivo, who has a full-on gimbal inside of their camera, yeah. And one of the best nighttime night mode images.
But I guess in the market. To be fair, it might be because like that's Hasselblad's first phone, right?
Like, oh, is it not Zeiss's first like collab?
No, Zeiss like a lot on like Sony smartphones.
Ah, right. I forgot Sony smartphones existed.
Like, practically all of Sony smartphones are Zeiss. So like, apa? Like they know like they have experience in making like phones.
Compact lenses. Yep.
What are we talking about?
A smartphone has a gimbal on it.
Even like that, like Nokia phone dulu. Yang 40 megapixels itu kayak crazy.
I remember that.
It's juga Zeiss.
It's the camera phone, right?
Yeah.
Like, I remember that. Mirko had that. He brought it to school.
You had that?
Mirko had that, yeah. It was a giant camera on the back, right? Tapi the phone was so ghetto. Yeah. Mirko had that.
No, it was a Windows phone.
Yeah, it was like double-digit megapixel where like...
Yeah.
Like 1 megapixel...
Okay, am I back?
Digit megapixel was the norm. Yeah, you're back.
What's up? Yeah, look, I couldn't see you guys through my phone because the audio was pretty bad.
Ah, okay. Yeah, the Sony camera phone. Mirko had this, bro. It was so funny. Seeing him like...
What does it look like? You wanna?
I'll send it in group. Hold up. It's so scuffed.
Yeah, like when this came out, everyone was like talking about this.
It was a camera phone. It was the first camera phone.
That looks cool.
Oh, that? Oh, I thought we were talking about this.
Oh, that? No, Mirko did not have this.
Oh, he had this?
Yeah, like Mirko had the ghetto one.
The full-on camera on the back.
Yeah, super old.
That looks low-key cool.
This is, like, I think this camera can still, like, can, like, be compared to current modern-day flagships. That's how ahead of his time it was back then.
Ini. This one. Ini juga bagus. This one.
What is this? Then,
like clamp to your phone.
Whoa. Oh, that's a phone? That's not like a... Is that built-in camera or is that like add-on?
No, it's like an add-on.
Oh. Built-in? Like, bro, you put it in your pocket. How do you put it in your pocket if it's built-in?
God, I thought that was built-in.
Wait, in the accessory, no? It's not a camera, right?
No, it's just a phone.
Okay, it's a phone with... Wait, why is the camera special?
Because you can like mount it on anything.
Only for this phone?
No, for any phone.
Oh, okay, so it's an attachment then.
It's a special part, right?
Ah, okay. That's pretty cool. But why?
If you want like a better camera, I guess. Like better than your phone.
Right? Very interesting. But yeah. Once again, we're getting sidetracked and we're going overboard, almost reaching an hour. Right. So
as always.
Yeah. I think that's it for our last episode, yeah. We talked about a lot of things that were not related to our
last channel. Episode.
Yeah, interesting. For our last episode. So yeah. I guess that's it for MNK Podcast. This is the end of the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
Basically, yeah.
Basically, it's the end, yeah. There's no more episodes from us unless we decide to do it for nostalgia purposes.
Part 2.
Cast part 2 next year?
No, we'll make the next. We'll make part 2 like specials.
OVAs.
Yo, okay, wait! We should build a keyboard for our specials.
Oh, that's a good idea.
How about a live stream, dude?
Yeah, live stream keyboard build.
A live stream keyboard build. Who's gonna watch?
or actually, if you want, like, do it when there's something like a new release.
Okay, but thing is, we're in Indonesia. We won't be able to get hands on the new release.
Yeah,
but I mean, like, let's say, like, there's a new GPU, like the 40 series, F46. Get down again. Never mind.
Yeah. So, and then plus, if you do that, it'll be for the sake of nostalgia. It's never cast.
So, yeah.
Honestly, I kind of doubt us doing that again.
I think we can do it again. Tapi not podcast.
Not podcast? What are you saying?
Like, I don't know, like streaming. Like once every month.
Well, okay. For nostalgic purposes, right? Throwbacks.
Yeah. Throwbacks and cast. Like, bisa juga for cast.
Bisa gak sih? Short term gitu?
Bisa, like, it's another creativity. Or service juga.
Short term, itu dong.
Yeah, like 4 months. 4 months.
In 3 months, 4 months. Apa ini creativity?
Yeah, ini service, because we're giving out information.
Alright, great.
Bisa juga sih.
Bisa, just for, you know, throwbacks.
Tapi live streaming, like, it's gonna be hard. So yeah. We'll go to your house, Dil, okay?
Yeah, if this thing ends, whatever the hell is going on to this world.
Or we'll just rent out the studio.
Yeah, we're gonna look back in like a few years and we'll be like, damn, we're stuck in the pandemic for a few years.
Yeah.
And then this is what came out during that time. pretty fun. This is a good memory. I think I'm gonna remember this for quite a long time. Damn. Getting pretty nostalgic and sad now that it's over.
It's only 5 months.
You're making it sound so sad.
Yeah, making it sound so sad. Even though I'm probably just gonna take a break for a while and then like post every like 2 months or something just to, you know.
Just cause.
Just cause, you know. Iseng-iseng aja gitu. But we'll see how it goes. You know, maybe we're gonna forget about this channel in a few months. But we won't forget about the memories.
This was fun.
Yeah. This was fun. We say this now, but I'm sure we did not have fun a few weeks back or a few months back.
Looking back, it was pretty fun though.
Only the recording sessions. Like, come on.
Things leading up to the recording sessions that is just like, nah.
Yeah, that was nah, yeah. But the recording itself, it was fun. It was a good time.
We were invested in like every topic.
Yeah, we really were. That's the best part about this entire thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
pretty sad now that it's over. Like the end of like a good TV series.
Yo, I see our consoles episode.
Yeah, and then all you're gonna hear is my voice.
Only your voice?
Yeah, it's only my voice.
And the description should be, this week Dylan talks about the recent consoles.
This week Dylan is schizophrenic. because I'm not narrating everything, I'm only responding to what you guys are saying, so it literally sounds like I'm schizophrenic. It's funny.
See? It's like 2 months ago.
Long time ago. Super long. Three
months. It was so long. It was like January.
No. Feb.
Feb? That's 2 months. It's almost 3 months.
It could be Jan. I think it is Jan. I think you're right about that. It could be Jan.
Let me see. It was 30th Jan. Yeah. That's crazy.
Damn. We're really gonna end the episode, huh? And it's gonna be over.
Uh-huh. Nah, cap.
Damn. It's getting really sad now.
Seru lah.
Or don't end.
What do you mean don't end this? You know, 4 hours, you know, 4 hour recording of us just sleeping, trying to sleep. It's 11:47. We need to sleep. We have school.
I mean like another episode. Not like.
Don't end the episode. Stop recording.
Then we should have done a live stream then. I was saying it.
Oh yeah.
This is a non-ending live stream. But then every now and then we just hop on Discord and be like, yo, what's cool? Are you stupid?
Slice of life, yeah.
Slice of life, yeah. And I got a feeling we're gonna be sad now that we're gonna end the podcast. And we're gonna forget about this podcast in 6 hours.
I don't know. Nah.
Are you sure?
Not six.
Not six, like, more like seven.
Yeah. I'd say we're gonna definitely remember and cherish the memories for a long time, but we definitely don't wanna come back to this. I have a gut feeling that's gonna be the case.
I enjoyed it though.
I enjoyed it a little bit. Yeah. You know. Besides like being on a Saturday morning and be like, I have to record today.
Yeah, that's like probably the worst part. Just waking up in a Saturday and be like,
It's the day.
No, it's worse if you like forget and then you remember like an hour before, like, oh yeah, we have it today.
I don't forget. And the best part is like when you're like, oh, okay, it's 8, we're gonna record, let's go. And Andres like, guys, I have grandma today. And then we're like, yes.
What if I told you I was just capping?
Hang on next week.
Nah, you weren't capping.
You weren't capping, right? Okay. I wasn't. You literally heard my car.
No, I didn't hear your car. I can't hear anything.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. By the way, there's this dog outside. Namanya Bruno. Yeah. Outside your house.
Yeah, it's really sad. Yeah, I know. We were gonna, like...
I wanted to take him in.
Don't take him in. That dog is full of disease and lice.
Oh, you're full of diseases.
Yeah. And you know what the sad part is? The owner probably doesn't even live there.
The owner lagi moving.
My ass moving. It's been like 2 months.
Yeah, makanya. Oh, I told my mom if it's been a month, we just take him in.
I'd say don't take him in. I'd say put him in a shelter.
Nah, I say take him.
Bro, you have like 7. Come on, you don't want more dogs.
Yeah, I'll just vaccinate it and like hell.
I don't even know how old it is. It's a nice dog though. It doesn't bark. Huh?
Do dogs get vaccines?
Yeah, they do.
For COVID or like for like other?
Every other thing.
Others, rabies. You got
rabies. A lot of things.
I got rabies. Really? I got rabies.
The dog that put you in the shelter.
Uh huh.
Ah, nice. I mean, it makes more sense now why the dog bit you.
Why?
Because it has rabies. Because it has rabies!
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Makes it ultra crazy, you know? It makes a lot of sense now. Yeah.
That was related to tech.
Yeah. We're just extending the runtime of the episode now. We're going to end it, huh? Uh-huh. We said this like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. For real this time.
For real. It's sad.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you everyone for watching today's MNK podcast, and we won't see you next week. Damn.
That's so rough.
It's right in the heart. We won't see you next week. It's over. Alright. Any last words, boys?
Goodbye.
Goodbye. It's been fun. It's memorable.
Bye.
Everyone, thank you for watching.
Hopefully we'll stream soon.
Looking at it.
I know we say that now, and then I'd say in a few days, in a few weeks,
we'll be like,
yeah, I'd say that. So yeah, thank you for watching today's episode. And this is an MK
podcast.
Yeah, this has been MK podcast. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.